Hello, if anyone is watching, I meant listening. This is the second episode of the podcast that you will be watching. And I'm
still
here
watching.
With a new person.
They're still watching
it. I'm here with a new person, Evan, along with Ben and Kyle. Here, Ben, why don't you introduce yourself again?
My name's Ben, and my last name's Dover.
All right, so Kyle.
I'm Kyle. I like drinking monster drinks and punching drywall. All
right, and now we have Evan.
My name's Evan.
That's it.
Yeah, that's it.
He's just Evan.
He likes to hide in dark corners sometimes.
What?
No. Not just because I'm
as
always, it's me, Ethan. Side. You already know it's your boy. Skinny person. So, this is our, like I already said, the second episode of a podcast. Mm-hmm.
Of the Popping Podcast.
Of a podcast.
A podcast?
A podcast.
Is that what we're calling it?
Yeah, our podcast name is a podcast.
No, I think it's Daily Dose of Jane. I'm not sure of this.
Okay, I wasn't here.
We had many failed attempts at making
it. Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know.
What is it, like, this is like our fifth attempt, one was successful?
I don't think the first one was.
Yeah,
I think it was like the second one was successful.
Yeah, I think we had five.
Yeah, the second one was. That was. But
we
it got over.
We had one that was called. Actually, we're not going to say what it was called, but it was just 5 minutes. So, it's called Microwave Mob Bosses. That's the episode name. And it was good. It was with me, Kyle, and Clayton. It was, yeah, same Kyle who likes punching drywall. And, you know.
Yeah.
So that was our...
But, like, the second one was really good.
And that,
I was over here.
The second one, yeah, the second one.
Yeah, that was, like, 30 minutes, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. We were
that
popping
was 30 minutes.
During that
we
one.
Had actually a good conversation.
But your phone overheated and it got...
Yeah, my phone overheated, though. And, you know, because it was outside. And
yeah.
In the middle of summer, so.
Yeah, bro.
Wasn't it like.
It
was
so
89
hot.
Degrees.
Dude,
that
today,
day.
Yeah, it's so
I think
hot.
It was 89 degrees that day.
It was so
you guys
humid
felt
yesterday.
It today?
It's
it was so humid,
humid
yesterday.
It feels like. It said. I looked at my app, it says it feels like 100 degrees.
Oh, man.
Today.
I haven't been outside
like,
yet
oh
today.
Oh, my
so.
Gosh. I was biking over
yesterday
here.
Yesterday, after it rained, bro.
It
felt
was
like
oh,
really Amazon, my guy.
I was in football during
oh,
dude,
yeah.
I sound so white right now.
This is the White Boys podcast.
Yeah,
spicy pepper was just so spicy, man.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Honestly,
no, when you put it on your egg,
especially. Have you ever had a bell pepper? Those things are spicy.
Oh my gosh, bro! I can't handle that.
I can't handle it.
Actually, you can eat more spice than Clayton's. Yeah,
oh yeah,
sure, right?
I don't care about
I don't,
spice, man. I can
no,
I can
yeah.
eat anything, bro.
He can. I'm pretty
oh,
sure.
Just...
Yeah.
I had jalapenos
dude,
the other night.
Oh, yeah.
My dad was crying. I was just chilling there, just eating them. And
oh,
his were chopped. Mine were whole. I was just eating them, bro.
Did
bro,
you
honestly,
know that?
Just...
What did he mean?
Hey Ben, did you know that peppers have the most vitamin C of any plant? And it's a fruit. By well,
then
the
you're
way.
Going to speak up if you want to be heard.
It's a fruit, by the way. The seed, the inner seed part is the fruit. The exterior is actually the vegetable.
Why do we think so many vegetables
I mean,
are
I mean,
vegetables?
That's not a lie.
They're actually fruit. Like
honestly,
tomato, it's actually a fruit. But
yeah, tomatoes are
it's
fruits, but tomatoes are vegetables.
Hold up. Wait a minute.
But, I thought of things last night to say. I can't remember
okay,
them now.
Okay, so when was
dude,
the last
you sound
time,
like me.
Bro, when was the last time
yeah,
you guys
English.
Had McDonald's? When was the last time you guys had McDonald's?
No joke, like, at least 5 years.
That's exactly what
actually,
I was thinking.
Actually,
oh,
yeah, my
I
family
remember.
Went to McDonald's on a trip,
we were...
and I got nothing. I was like,
dude, I have a story.
This stuff's toxic.
I have a story.
I was,
oh,
weren't
oh,
we
oh.
on, like, a road trip,
okay.
even?
I guess
going to Lake Onizo when we had
lunch. Well, the last time I had it, was
for me.
When we went to the lake with Clayton and Kyle.
And Kyle, the one who hosted us.
And Evan. The,
oh, yeah.
The
oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we used someone else's boat, and then they invited them. Kyle invited him to
oh,
use
dude.
His boat.
Why did you bring that up? That reminds me. Oh my gosh.
Dude, hold up. I have a story that I must tell of my last time I went to McDonald's. So I went with an old friend of mine who moved to Texas like a week ago. We were at a frozen lake, right? I thought it was super thick. Like this one year, I'm like, dude, I'm gonna walk across this lake. I'm
bro, walking that across lake was it. Double cheeked up, honestly.
And then I'm walking across it. I fall through the ice.
Oh, what?
And so the water's like up to here, and it's freezing cold, man. I am so stinking cold.
Dude, ice.
So we immediately.
What? What? Water with ice in it is cold.
Bro. I know, dude. But it was crazy when I did it too.
That reminds
there was no
me.
Current though, right?
What do you mean?
Like
no, it was a.
Oh no! I just fell in. And I got out, and I was super cold. Yeah. We just rushed to the car, and like it was at Hayes Nature Preserve, so we just drove.
That lake.
We just drove to McDonald's, and just got like hot chocolate, and I just drank hot chocolate.
Dude,
and that's the best.
Isn't that only during the?
That reminds me when the crew.
It's actually really good.
Yeah.
That reminds me.
I think it's just from a packet though.
Yeah, I bet it's probably just from those mint because it tastes like mint.
That reminds me of when we were breaking the ice at the creek, and one of my whole leg up to my thigh, up to my hip, was submerged in the creek. That reminds me of that.
Wait, did Ethan die also?
No,
that was
okay. That was just.
I was just.
It was just Evan,
and yeah. Evan was next to me and fell in. So then I jumped off the ice.
Oh, I'm.
No. We broke a hole in the ice, and
you
I thought.
Broke a hole.
And I thought, other people did as well. But then I said, hey, could I have that metal stick? I was gonna check
the metal
and break.
Stick. It's called a
metal pole, whatever. And I was gonna break the ice there. But I didn't notice because it all looked the same.
Well, you still broke
and I
the
stabbed
ice.
In.
I mean.
And, but then it went through and then it hit the bottom. And so I stumbled forward and I let go of the stick. And then my leg went in. But the other leg was up. On top
hey,
of the
at least you still broke the ice. Bro.
The parkour that we tried yesterday, at least, was pretty bad.
The parkour we did? Oh, yeah, because you fell and hit your butt.
That's only because the clay was
slippery.
Because
the mud was muddy.
Yes, the mud was
the
muddy.
The mud was muddy.
That's the
he
only
knew.
Reason.
And then he jumped and then slipped on the mud that was muddy. Because he already had mud slicked shoes. So then he slipped on the mud that was muddy with his mud slicked shoes.
Mud slacked shoes.
Do you want to talk
it's
about
double
slack.
Mud?
Yeah.
Double thuck thicked mud.
Double thuck mud.
Yeah, I don't know what I was going for the right here.
You should just, every word from now on, just like try to like change the vowel.
Mispronounce like, it. On porpoise.
Luckin, licka, devil, waita.
I have no clue what you're saying.
Yo, what?
I think we're good.
Honestly, I'll speak.
I'd say anything though.
It looked like you're trying to speak American in a different language at the same time.
Do you have a phobia, Kyle? Like something that you're super afraid of? Because I don't really know what you're afraid of.
I wouldn't say super afraid of, but.
Your worst fears.
But heights used to be pretty scary.
Oh, really?
I'm not really anymore.
So heights are totally
But I'm not
fun.
Afraid
yeah.
of spiders.
I love
the way
like,
I
Seek know, Adventures was on that top.
My dad put this fake spider on my bed so that whenever I peeled it back, it would jump out at me, right? But it just jumped out at the bed. And I was like, oh.
Yeah, exactly. Like you see a spider, you're just like, full.
Oh, yeah, spiders are kind of weak.
They won't bite you, though.
I mean,
just, unless
that's
like,
a lie.
Put your hand into their
fangs. Yeah. You know, there's actually a spider that catches birds.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I did.
That must be some dumb bird.
Wait,
it's probably Blue Jays, the Toronto Blue Jays.
Dude.
Man, they suck, yeah.
Hey, now you can talk about how bad the whatever.
Oh, Astros! Oh my gosh, we're
That's
7-8.
Some Astro fans.
I'm an Astros fan, bro. We're 7-8. Our best three players are batting at like a 160 average, bro. Oh my gosh.
I don't understand sports, so I have no clue what he's talking.
It's
about.
Terrible.
I don't.
Most people
hit
at like a 280 average, and our three best players are hitting at like a 150.
I thought you said
it's crazy.
160.
160, same thing.
Honestly,
it's in between 150 and 160.
Exactly. So Ben, what is your?
What is my
phobia?
I used to have a phobia of escalators.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I used to not know how to escalate.
What is yours now?
Now it's kind of getting rejected. So, by
that's I think
why
that's
I'm asking you.
Everybody's like,
yeah. Well, but I have a serious one. I'm not joking.
What's your serious?
Oh, you hate rejection?
Mm-hmm.
I think that
I
would
actually
be,
don't care.
You don't care? I don't care about getting roasted or anything. But if I get rejected, I'm like, ooh. Yeah.
Well, I think it would depend on the reason.
And then you like.
Well, yeah. I mean, if it's a valid reason. You stumble back. There's some kind of stake on the wall. It goes through your heart. And then you just sit there.
Like heartbroken.
That hurt. Get it? Heartbroken.
I don't know.
Dude, I used to have a fear.
Call me the king of puns.
Skeeters. Like,
oh. Really? Wait, you know Zell?
Zell. Like, but he was so lucky. He fell off of when he was really high up.
Yeah,
I think it was 40 feet.
There was like very, very double cheeked up snow.
Yeah.
Like that would count.
He fell off like it was like a 36 or a 40 foot high.
Yeah, that was.
Ooh,
wow,
man.
You know the Goliath? That's 50 feet.
We went on a ski lift once, but it wasn't for snow. It was to go up to a water slide.
For the people who don't know,
that's not a lie.
Oh my gosh.
To go to a water slide?
Dude,
yeah.
The best water slides in Dollywood. It's a roller coaster. It's a roller coaster water slide.
Ben, really? Can I say this real quick?
Mm-hmm.
So, for the people who don't know, the Goliath is a 50-foot zip line at one of our summer camps that we go to.
Okay, oh, that's what you're talking about.
Okay.
Yeah.
We know that the Goliath was actually 9'9" or something like that. You know, he wasn't as tall as you would actually
think. I don't think that he was actually 9'9".
No, he was 9'9".
Not exactly.
No,
just
I mean,
because,
you know,
like,
around
10 feet. If you were, like, at least 6'5", you would still, they would measure you as a giant back then.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
like,
giant.
Well, David was only, like,
what was
he?
He
was
like
a child.
Yeah, he was a child. He was, like, 4 foot.
Yeah,
yeah,
I honestly saw it.
He was almost
was
hobbit
just, like,
size, dude.
Yeah.
And then David, you know, was just a normal person. He was like,
he was probably,
his eye level was slightly off, and he's like, "Whoa, dude, that tit is tall."
I think.
And then he just one shot.
One shot somewhere.
That must have been like a sharp, like, rock.
No,
I don't know.
It was
not
that
bull
of Jesus.
Evan. Yeah, Evan. Oh my god.
Do you not know the story?
No, it was the boulder that he moved, dude. He got it onto a slingshot with angry birds and yoinked it at him.
Yeah, he made a huge slingshot.
Yeah,
what
you know
is
how
your
dad will, there, like, hold your hands as you do things to show you how it's done? That was God in David.
True facts.
Ethan,
like,
you have a phobia?
I have a fear of heights, but actually, did you know that there's a phobia of the number 13?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait, yeah.
Because
it's
associated with the devil's number.
Which
doesn't make sense. How are you scared of a number? Like, clowns, there's a phobia for that. Spiders, I understand that. But the number 13?
Yeah.
Wait, what's the names that y'all know, like, for phobias? Because the only one I know is arachnophobia.
That's the one I was going to say.
That's the only one I know.
There's the one of heights, so I just
dude,
forgot.
The one with clowns, like,
that's so weird.
It's so weird, yeah.
There's
can you pull up
my phobia?
Oh yeah, one of clowns.
The phobia.
My phobia would probably be, it would have to be murky
dying
water.
Dying in mine.
Murky water?
Yes.
Dying in mine.
Because
you're just afraid of unknown that everybody has.
Wait,
that.
No,
hold up.
It's just murky water.
Oh my god.
If I'm in the unknown forest,
so Ben,
it's just
it
because
no.
I know what's in there. Down. I know what could be in there, but I can't, like, see like this.
Mm.
If I can see that,
wait,
I'm
what?
Pretty
I
good.
I didn't know this.
But if I can't see from there to here, I'm pretty scared because I don't know why, but it's just I know that things are in there. And I'm scared of, like, really big snapping turtles.
Hey, Evan.
Because
can
they can't
I tell you something funny
arm,
of that?
But, yeah, what?
You want to be a marine biologist.
That's
the ocean, okay?
That's
totally different.
Yeah, the ocean can be murky. In Brazil, it's very murky.
Yeah, then work in like Australia.
No, don't go to Australia.
No, Hawaii.
Hawaii might.
No, like murky freshwater.
Hawaii's like, bro, second most.
Ethan, murky lakes, that's why. That's what I'm most scared of, murky lakes.
Like, in Hawaii, it's like the second most dangerous state for shark attacks.
And it's mostly because of that one.
Yeah.
You know, I don't care about sharks. Number one, of course, it's Florida. And that accounts for the one third of the, or is it two thirds?
It's one third.
One third of the world's shark attacks. The world,
oh my really? Gosh, is in Florida. Florida. Get your act
like
together.
Not like deadly shark attacks, but just shark attacks in general.
Alright,
oh wait, I found something very funny. So the phobia for long words, right?
Wait, what?
Okay, I'm gonna say this. It's hippopotamostrosesquipedaliophobia.
That's a long word.
Look at that.
No, yeah, that's so long. It's a whole line.
It's the top line.
They would just freak out saying that.
It's the top line. That's the phobia. They'd be
like, no, you just go up to someone.
Yeah, it's like, wait, you have a phobia? What is it? You're like, I can't say it.
Yeah. Okay, I got the phobia for clowns.
It's like Voldemort.
Oh, it's caurophobia. Caurophobia is the phobia of clowns.
Here, wait.
Hold up.
I can't say
it. Here, let me spell it.
Read it.
It's caurophobia.
So like.
Let's put that into Google Translate.
Dude,
caurophobia.
There's this thing. Ablutophobia, which is the fear of persistent cleaning.
Wait, what?
Did you know that?
So if a germaphobe has the... Dude, that would be so bad. If you're a germaphobe and you have that phobia...
Of persistent...
Dude.
No, dude, guess what? There was this nomophobia, and it's the fear of being without a smartphone. I thought it was being a smartphone.
Being a smartphone. The episode title, boom. Fear of smartphones.
Fear.
What is your like? I don't know how to put this. Worst thing that's happened to you. I don't know how to put that.
The worst thing, probably just when I broke my arm at the skating rink.
That was fear.
No, not fear-wise.
No, like, wait, worst thing that's happened to you.
The worst thing it doesn't have to be an injury. It can be, like, a traumatic experience. Like,
Not the death of your grandpappy?
I didn't know.
I forgot about that.
Oh.
I didn't know.
Like, I don't really...
Stop there. I was just about to say that. Stop there.
What's your worst thing that's happened to you?
I don't want to get back on that topic.
Okay.
Because mine is going to be very
fear
similar.
Of smartphones.
Mine was the lake.
Guys, if someone had a fear of smartphones,
dude,
what do you think?
They just see someone vlogging in the middle of the street. They just slap down their phone.
They just start beating them to death.
Dude, I don't think they would be able to go up to them. Like, they would just try and hide away.
Yeah, they wouldn't be able to go up to them.
Yeah, they're so afraid.
They would beat them up because they're afraid.
Yeah, true.
And it's like, you have a smartphone and my presence brings out 45.
Yeah, no, dude, it's like Ella Grace.
5G.
Is that a phone I smell?
Oh, yeah. Is she not in her school anymore?
Dude,
why not?
I bet she does.
Dude, Miss Snyder loads 45 ACP with phone killing intent. Have you seen those things like, raises sickle with communist intent or something like that?
Dude, you know the Facebook page? It was either Facebook... What was it? It was like H... It was like something fights. I forgot what it's called.
Oh, wait. No, wait. No, it was something else.
I don't know, dude. But... Did you see
was
that
it
one
a
fight?
Was it a Facebook
Did you see
or
that
Instagram?
One fight?
I think it was ACMA fights. That was it.
It was MMA fights.
So yeah.
Yeah. Well, MMA fights.
I mean, they took it down anyways. They had them.
Yeah. It was because
it was a bunch of little kids beating each other up on Facebook. So, you know. So I don't really think that would be able to stand.
Yeah.
The school found it and they're like, take this down.
Wasn't it like? I don't want to say names.
Oh, yeah, not me.
This is totally a fake name.
It was a fake name.
It was Marquise and Ronald.
Oh.
No, dude, it was
LaForge.
Kilometer and
LaForge.
Meter.
No, it was Fahrenheit and Celsius.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Fahrenheit and Celsius.
That's what we're gonna say.
Dude, I hate Fahrenheit and Celsius.
I just hate Fahrenheit.
Well, Celsius.
I like Celsius.
Bad.
I like Celsius.
Well, I mean, that depends on who you're saying is which.
Yeah, I dislike Fahrenheit.
I don't know who we're connecting to.
I don't like you.
Fahrenheit is very pale. But, let's be honest.
Oh, that's who you're saying.
But
okay.
Celsius? Ooh.
Okay. Then you're acting like it was...
I mean, I don't really... I don't really...
Celsius is also a guy.
Prefer Celsius. Oh. I don't. Really
I thought like they were women. My bad. That's my bad.
Hey Ben, okay. Ben, I'll mouth this to you.
Okay.
Oh yeah. Did you wait? What?
Okay.
Never mind.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
Ben, I was like, wait.
Yeah.
Whenever I said Celsius, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Celsius.
What are we hearing? Yes.
You know,
okay. What is your favorite restaurant?
Hold like, on. But what's your favorite temperature? Celsius or Fahrenheit? Like, different way of saying temperature. What's
Celsius.
That's what I was talking about.
It's Fahrenheit.
I wasn't
Celsius
thinking we
is
were
so
talking
much
about
easier.
Fahrenheit. We're in the United States.
I know, but Celsius
is
so
much easier.
Celsius is so much better. Yeah. We gotta switch.
I know.
Why?
All
we gotta
of our
switch.
Stuff is trash. Why are we, like, why
like
are we
mile
doing
per
inches
hour.
And you need 12 of them to make a feet? Foot, one feet, and then you get 3 feet to get a yard, and it's like.
And then like miles.
Like just do it in the tens. Yeah, do it in tens, like the metric system.
Yeah, metric system is so much better.
No, everybody else does it.
Yeah, everyone.
No, the reason we didn't do it is because we hated Britannia.
Yeah,
that's why.
We're gonna be
but now we like them.
We're gonna be different because we are.
Cause
why? Okay, so favorite restaurant just of all time. It doesn't have to be any
of all
type
time.
Of
time.
Of all
I
time.
I don't go to that many restaurants.
Ooh,
dude, I got one. I got one. But Kyle, you go ahead.
Okay, so I was gonna say Houston's is this place. There's only like 5 of them in America.
Oh.
They have this such good ribs. They're so juicy and so.
Please,
good.
My dad's gonna stop. But go ahead,
in Texas.
There is one in Texas. There's one in New Orleans also, and
oh, I know
New Orleans.
But I just had a Supreme pizza recently.
Oh yeah,
dude,
you told my
like,
dad about
that. That may be my new favorite food. It's so good. Like you put garlic on
it
after
called?
Everything else.
What is it called?
Supreme.
Well,
pizza.
I mean, just anywhere that's got.
Like, oh, anywhere with a
I mean,
Supreme pizza
biology,
is the best.
Why not?
Restaurant.
No,
so Papa John's
is like Subway.
Papa John's is the best.
I mean,
yeah.
There's this one place
CC's
in Washington
pizza. Is the best restaurant of all time because it holds.
Really?
Yeah. Do you know CC's?
It's pretty
pizza.
Good.
It's just
it's
a buffet
pretty.
Pizza place.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you think that might be one of the best?
No, dude. The best is Stevie B's.
No.
Wait, Stevie B's.
Stevie B's with like those pizzas with marshmallows on it. And those
it was out it here. Worked. It was on this side of the mountain.
I think I know.
You can
so
literally you can suggest a pizza to Cece's. They're not in business anymore.
Yes,
but you could suggest
and
a pizza
dude,
to them.
There was
and
a
they would
an
cook
arcade
it,
next
put
to
it out there
like,
and then they would
the
keep
best.
Putting it
no,
out
it was
there.
In it.
They would
no,
keep
it
putting
like
it out there until
no,
someone
there was an arcade like with old games like Pac-Man and stuff.
Mm. Oh
and
yeah.
And there was the party room with Call of Duty.
Wait,
yeah,
dude,
I didn't
know that.
My birthday, we
it was like
I went to that arcade that had like
yeah.
Call of Duty.
Just
that
say
cool.
Say it's that arcade. Don't
my,
say what it's called.
Yeah, I forgot what it was called.
Hey, Kyle.
Oh, for your birthday?
Mm-hmm. Dude, that place was pretty cool.
That's the place.
I'm not gonna lie.
No, it's not.
Oh yeah, it is. It was right next to CC's.
Yeah.
Oh, you're saying by I was I thought you were
yeah, that was
both. Like, they're both out of business.
Oh.
Yeah.
Both
yeah.
CC's and that arcade.
Yeah.
Which, dude, we went there like every other Saturday.
Yeah, I love that place.
Really?
I don't know how they got out of business. Because
we would.
It was
have
even
pizza,
before COVID.
We go play games.
Well, not every
dude.
Other Saturday. It would probably be like every, like this Saturday, then one, two, and then that one.
So every
dude.
Third Saturday.
So every month, once a month.
Yeah.
Dude, what I don't get is why is that like Cozy Cow place always like a new place every month?
Oh yeah.
It's like
wait.
The village Cozy Cow.
Yeah.
Is that like the P it started with something?
I don't
know. It's
Dude, that place, it seems like it's such a good location, but no one goes there.
It's like cursed.
Where is it?
It's haunted.
By the dry cleaners and...
I know what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah. Is it next to the Pizza Hut?
No, the school. If you enter to go to the school.
Yeah, it's dry cleaners and the Pizza
Hut. No, on the other side.
No.
Like, you know that curve that you go to?
Yeah.
And you can turn to go behind the school, or you can keep going through that really long parking lot?
Yes.
Yeah, it's by that place.
And that place is
it,
cursed.
Is it
it's like haunted.
Is it like the Exxon?
No.
It's
the others. Oh.
It's next to the Rainbow Daycare.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Yeah. No. That place has had like probably 5 or 8 places since I've been here. I mean, it's not every month, but that place can't stay.
There's a good place in Washington D.C. that we went. It had really good sandwiches there. I forgot what it's called, but we went there because my mom needed to go TDY.
I think best restaurant.
And we...
I think we're going back to
that. Oh, yeah, no, that was a burger place.
I got a sandwich there.
It was a burger place.
It tasted like a Subway sandwich, but way better.
Dude, so yeah, Subway is Subway.
It was a Subway, but the sandwiches were like, tasted better.
Offense taken for all of you Pizza Hut fans. It's always Domino's. Papa John's. Never Pizza
Hut. Pizza Hut is so good. Their pizza is the best pizza.
Every time I get it,
okay, Domino's has superior sides. Domino's has the best sides. Papa John's is good for like big parties, but Pizza Hut has the best pizza. Hands down.
No. The pizza is the worst part.
Well, that's like we're talking really fast food.
It's got really greasy, I would say, pizza.
Yeah, that's why I like it.
I don't like
greasy
pizza. I like
Pizza Hut. Domino's isn't much better for you. I think Papa John's is...
Yeah, Papa John's.
Papa John's
is the best, in my opinion. Yeah, and same. Evans and Kyle, so Ben, obviously.
But I would say Domino's has the best. Good. Domino's does definitely
Domino's
have the best.
Oh, Domino's sides are out of the world.
And its crust.
I actually hate
Domino's.
I don't know why, I just hate their pizza.
Wow.
They do go heavy on the sauce, which I do not like.
Yeah, they
I'm not
do
a fan
go
of
really
the sauce.
Heavy on the sauce.
Yeah, I don't like the flavor of the crust and the sauce together.
True. Yeah.
No, are we just doing food reviews now?
Food reviews.
Hey, I'm Gordon Ramsay.
But Domino's.
Food review.
Pizza Hut is okay. I just don't really like their pizza that much.
Yeah, that's the next intro.
Because you can sometimes literally see the grease on the pizza where the dips are.
Like, at the bottom of the pizza box, you can see just the grease staying at the bottom, bro.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's insane.
You could just take a napkin.
Bro, we've been talking for just about 30 minutes.
I don't like to have a napkin on my
pizza. Dude, it's been flying, bro.
Wait, what?
Oh, cap. Thing turned off.
Oh no! Okay, no. Sorry. There was just a pop up on the screen.
Yeah, we were. I was so confused. I was like, "No way, we're losing this."
What's the pop up? Is that a sponsored segment for NordVPN? Here, let me
We are not sponsored by Papa John's or Pizza Hut. Just letting you know.
But Papa
we
would like Papa John's.
I would like Pizza Hut.
We kind of flamed Pizza Hut.
Yeah,
I also kind of flamed Domino's.
What's like your favorite?
So the only thing that everyone said good things about is
like
Papa
to go
John's.
With.
So
I'll take Papa John's.
To go with any food, like I guess let's say pizza, since we were on that.
Wait,
topic.
Guys,
what's your favorite? No, what's your favorite drink? Just like what's your favorite drink?
I'd
say coffee, because otherwise I just drink like water.
Dude,
I don't really like sodas anymore.
Yeah,
I love
sodas.
Lemonade.
Kinda suck.
Dude, I drink like a gallon every week.
Lemonade's fine.
I drink a gallon of lemonade.
Depends on the lemonade, but yeah.
I don't really like certain, like...
Simply is pretty sour.
Chick-fil-A's
lemonade
is so good.
Simply lemonade, though, actually isn't the best made.
I used to love Simply lemonade.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why.
Yeah, it used to be so good.
Yeah.
What were those things you used to have that were so sour that you said they were bitter? Those things were pretty good.
The toxic waste.
No.
That's no.
Those were the war.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Was
no,
it a drink?
It was a little can.
Oh.
You just
yeah. That's
oh,
it.
I
the
remember
lemon juice.
That.
Was it the lemon juice?
Was it the one that was like toxic waste?
Yeah. There's no way it was called toxic waste.
Okay.
Yeah,
no.
It was called
toxic
was
waste.
Was it a candy?
Yeah.
Was it a circular candy?
No. I'm talking about lemonade, like actual lemonade in a can.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
It was like we had Yahoo or Yoohoo, whatever it is. It's Yoohoo.
Oh, I remember the name. It's Toxic Waste. No, I'm just kidding.
It was Yoohoo.
No, but I know what you're talking about. We always have. I used to love that stuff. But it was so sour.
Yeah, you go like.
He'd be like.
It's like a baby noise. They wake up and there's just.
No, but. Dude, that was so weird. It was like my first lemonade in a can. You opened it, you drank it. But I forgot that every single time, you have to shake it up before you actually drink it. I just opened it and drank it. I never shook it.
So, can I tell you my actual favorite drink, but it's actually like diabetes in a bottle?
Mine's water.
Snapple.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
That stuff, it's so good. Oh, like, yeah. It's so bad.
Yeah. Dude, milk.
Mine is water. I don't drink anything else usually. It's either water or like. I can't say lemonade Capri Suns because those.
Lemonade Capri Suns.
Much.
I don't drink that much because we don't buy them much.
Hey guys, I say we should end the episode soon before we set high.
Okay, I gotta plug.
Too high expectations.
Dude, I gotta plug my channel.
Oh yeah, let's plug Ben's channel. Yeah. Right
dude, I gotta plug my channel right here. Rebel Alliance. Go subscribe. I'm about to be doing some more content.
Also, we got our good friend Matthew with Good Awesome 22. That's his channel.
Mm-hmm.
His name is actually not Matthew. That was a joke.
Yeah, fake name. And every name we say is fake.
And we also have Kyle over here that has, I forgot his
Wolf
YouTube
Productions.
Plug, right?
Oh yeah, Wolf Productions.
There's no way you're gonna find it because there's like
so many of it.
He makes Wolf Productions.
Look up Spy Guys Mission X, Y, or Z, but you have to do Wolf Productions after it.
Cap.
And then you'll be directed to his channel.
Alright, this has been your boy.
Shameless.
This has been your boy, Skinny Arms, signing off.